Computer started.
Okay. Call to order. I don't know the time. My watch is different from that.
Sweet. Like 12 after.
Okay. Any additions or postponements? Okay. Reviewing the consent agenda. We got the minutes. They looked good to me. Looked fine to me. He always looked really good. Did anyone else? Yeah. I think it looks fine. Yeah, pretty okay. What's usually next? Is it the treasurer's report or the library director? What is that? Treasurer's report? Okay, take it away, Carl.
Okay.
Oops, I love my face.
The program's funding is at the moment incomprehensible to me. According to what I got from the bookkeeper, we put in 1,300. We spent 717 and went down
718.95.
Yes. And either I am extremely misreading something, or else something got entered wrong, I think.
Did Tammy just account for something differently than you had?
I don't see it in the detail report. It's the same thing, 1,317, 17 out, which to me means we should go up like
Hundred
600, what,
something. Yeah.
$83 or whatever. So I
So
shall have to chase this down. But the program's fund number you see there, the one for what it is, the 10,890, is what's on the printout she gave me. So
say that one more time. You put 13
we contributed our final 1,300 of fundraising,
fundraising.
1,300 even. And during the month of July, we spent $717 and some odd cents. Therefore, it should have gone up. See, my column on the right is the difference from last time. But instead of going down 718, it should have gone up about 683 or so. And batting it around, I can't figure out what happened to it.
Have you tried to figure it out?
Yes.
You spent hours and hours.
Well, not hours and hours, but said
Hours.
45 minutes anyway. And
Okay.
there's only so much to go on until I go talk to Tammy about it.
And it's not that I know her reports, things that we have yet to spend end up looking like deficits, but they're not.
I don't see how it can be that. But it is, as she sent. And you can see if you want to look through. And there's the detail report of the specific items on the next pages, which I don't usually.
Carl, I could look at our accounting records and see if there was any expenses that might somehow illuminate what you're talking about, but I don't have
Yeah, but I mean,
unit.
they should show up on her
Sure.
expenditures. Then there's the 1,300 in,
Right.
and there's the two items totaling 717 that we spent. Therefore, As far as I can understand it, it should go up 600
Yeah, that's how the
instead
math.
of going down.
That's how the math works.
But so.
Well, there's a mystery here.
But according to what she says, we should be at what's the bottom line there? 10,890.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's.
There she is. Is that something you work out with Tammy?
Yeah.
And it wasn't like our that plumbing bill didn't get paid out of there accidentally or something. I gave you.
But if it did, it should
It would show.
be expensive.
Right. And it wasn't that the no, that wouldn't make sense. Huh.
I've been thinking possibly. Something that ended twice, but it's still the numbers still don't work out
For the
Yeah. It's curious that the deficit is very close to the amount that we spent. Like,
yeah.
right? Was 7,784. It's only off by
No, just the number that was
2%,
showing up
right?
on the
I
report, I
don't
think is what you
think
meant
that I used
refer to.
the top. Let's see if we take that.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hello.
That's funny that you
Carolina.
all the people watching.
I'm oh, I hate this.
I'm curious if it's this is July 31st and this is July 1st, so there's a whole month of right. Right?
No, this means period one,
Oh, okay.
July.
Okay, got it.
Yep.
Okay. I
And
see ending. Okay.
I didn't get it printed in time, so in the upper left corner now I'm also putting the date of the
I don't know when they
no, I didn't. Okay.
says out of six.
Yes, I do.
Well,
Okay, yeah.
yeah. So they're
So I can tell what date you
open
printed it
ones.
out. This was late because
I
I
was
didn't get it
just
in
who I
July.
have with me is
And I do not have the
and
one for August because Tammy ran off to
if we
get a
look at this
child
one, that we
somewhere.
just Carl's report.
And
Where'd she go?
No,
He had
Scotland,
just
England,
highlighted that there was
whatever. And I didn't
well, we just
realize
say
that
an
the child had
anomaly.
come in. I'm not sure
And the
what that time
accounting
to get
in the
another one.
one
Unfortunately, I
for
put
the
anyway,
programs
but
line item.
by the time I asked her for it, she was gone.
Okay. So I don't know. I mean, that seems like something to figure out, right?
Definitely. But anyway, at least that's the first month of the year, so we have time to get it figured out.
Right. And as I know sometimes there's like a kind of lag between when money comes in, if it comes in at this like the
Yeah,
prior
it
fiscal year, or
misses
does it miss that sort of
that.
threshold? But is there anything around that potentially, or
I don't see it. No.
No.
All I see is that at the
Because.
end of last period, which was also the end of the year, we had so
Right.
much.
Right.
We had 1,300,
It's not
spent
the. Right.
700,
It's
it's
not the.
got to
Op
go up
right.
600.
It's not the operating budget. It's not like the big pot of money where things like
Right.
that's a separate entity.
It's just the
All I
program.
can think of is that maybe Somebody hit the key twice when they meant to hit it once.
Mm-hmm. When you and somebody, you mean Tammy or you?
Tammy does all
right because this you just bring it to her.
I just sort of make a digest of this.
Great. Well,
and usually I get hung up on something briefly and then it gets straightened out. So
She was probably thinking of her trip to Scotland.
Maybe.
But there's nothing in the expenditures that says anything else out. It doesn't say Scotland. It doesn't say anything.
So how do we do that? Like, do we accept it or do we say you're going to resolve it?
To be reviewed.
I mean, I don't really know.
Maybe say accept it with reservations.
Probably fully accept.
I mean, that's kind of what I...
Well, I mean, I guess nobody is questioning the accuracy of which Carl presented in his report.
Right. No one's questioning that.
Right. So it's just making sure that we don't forget that report highlighted an anomaly that we want to make sure we have resolved.
All right. So that seems like the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else for Carl?
And the thing at the bottom is starting over for the new year.
Yeah.
And so far we haven't asked for any donations and all that.
Mm-hmm.
All in the future.
Well, there were donations that came in August. Those will show up when I get them.
Excellent. Okay. So that's our goal, right? That's what that is.
Yeah. Those are sort of, but we've been exceeding them a bit, but I do not like to put the fundraising and donations goals higher because they are so up in the air.
Yeah. Okay.
But at the moment, we've got 1,700 more to make one way or another.
Okay.
If we expect.
Anything else for Carl? Library report? Sure. Director's report?
I promise. I think it can be less confusing and less elusive, maybe. No, so I think overall, August turned out to be a pretty totally good month. We were up a little bit with visitation. Circulation was good. We did have several programs and meeting spaces. I highlighted, I shouldn't have done my self-evaluation more than this report, but you know, we have definitely found with all of the stuff happening in town these days, the library is definitely serving the role as meeting space more than ever before. We're at this point in time having meetings almost once, if not twice a week, a different organizations, different task force, different groups. And it's like there's been, it's one of those conundrums. You don't want to say a lot of people because it's Roxbury and it's a lot of the same people regularly using the building. Same thing, like we had a reasonable turnout for the UES principal meet and greet at the beginning of August. It was kind of the usual suspects, which was a little bit of a bummer. So we got to give away books to a lot of the kids who we already know have books in their houses. But it was still a nice event, and she was super excited to make some connections and be a little more connected to the town itself and give away some books there. I will point out, because we've had insurance claims linger and kind of drag on in the past, when they did the annual insurance inspection this year, it was actually a surprise to me. The emergency backup light on the entryway here had failed the test. And so I got that replaced. And that was the only outstanding item that the RFL had been flagged for meeting the safety inspection for the insurance company. So that was a quick resolution, just getting a new fixture installed and calling that one good. So I know when we had the step issue, I think that dragged out over a couple of years of it's a problem, nobody really cares, we're going to carry on. And then, well, they said we should fix this, and we'll fix it. And then
you must fix it.
And then who's going to fix it today? Yeah. I think I don't have the report in front of me, but I think that was a pretty reasonable showing. We do have, if you didn't see the upcoming dates, there are a reasonable program schedule for October. Book club's back on the calendar. Game night is scheduled again. And then we did get a date settled with the Brookfield Library for the program in East Roxbury. So October 18th with a brain date of October 19th will be the astronomy program over at the West Brookfield Meeting House. So yeah, I'm excited. It is kind of a big experiment. First program in East Roxbury. What's it gonna Are we actually gonna see those folks attending? Is it gonna work? Is it not? We'll see. But
Oh, it's going to meet in Brookfield.
Yeah, it's the West Brookfield Meeting House, which is, I mean, it's kind of on the opposite side of where I live, off the opposite side of Cram Hill. And so I think it is technically Brookfield, but it's just south of what's East Roxbury. So it's over there on Highway 12.
Right off of Route 12.
It's by the cemetery.
And promotion for that. Are we going to do a little extra push because it is East Roxbury?
I am. So we'll have the newsie going out beforehand. We'll make a newsie push, and then we'll do, I'm not sure if we'll make phone calls or mailings or something to these Roxbury folks, but try to get the word out in the community itself.
Getting it on the Front Porch Forum calendar early would probably be good. Nice.
Yeah, I like the game night announcement on the on Front Porch. It was a little jazzy.
Jane's all about jazzy these days.
It's happy. I am. If only.
Great. Let's see. Let's see, hours are back on. Okay. Well, I don't have any questions, but I do have a question. The meeting with his name, Ted from Tealoka.
Oh yeah, that wasn't.
That's not represented here.
So that was everything that happened in August. So the Windbridge program was the beginning of September.
Oh, it was okay. Got
I
my
wonder
dates wrong.
we should put a note in upcoming events as also, as that happened just last week, right? Is that 9-3?
The fourth or the third or something. Yeah, it was just last week.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
Yeah, I'm
Especially
sure
for people
lots
who never
like
grew
that.
up in the town.
Well, I think Betty nailed it. It is part of our lives. Even if we never attend, even if we're not on the actual grounds itself, like the camp is part
We're
of our
close.
lives.
Yeah, Ben said.
You see, I think it was the Northfield News or something had a report on them.
Yeah, but I think that was like July's
58 years
issue
for
or
going
something.
strong or something or other.
Well, unless people have anything else, we can make a motion to accept the consent agenda, understanding that the anomalies on the vendor's report we have resolved.
Right, and I have to still write a note to Tom Frazier. I meant to do that. It left my mind. A thank you note.
He and I had talked at some point in the last few weeks, but yeah, thank you. No, it's not a bad idea still.
Anyone want to make a motion?
I move that we accept everything with the provision that Carl will work out the knobby points.
Any seconds?
Nice to meet you.
All in favor? Okay. There were no additions. Is there any audience?
Don't see
No, there was
anybody.
nobody on Zoom.
Old business strategic plan updates. So what was on the ticket
The
website?
finance group had met in the last month and outlined some kind of goals or areas to go forward with that we've not met since.
Okay.
We don't have anything to share since kind of the initial brainstorming planning session.
And I know last time we talked about the creating some form of endowment at some point. So it seems like those two big things should hold over.
I mean, was there a second? Well, I mean, I know the financial one for sure because I was tagged to be part of that one. Was there a second kind of group working on other board work for?
Some other thing.
The visioning, that doesn't include the visioning group.
I mean, the visioning was part of the like
Process.
process, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know there were a few other things in the strategic plan to, just continue doing. I mean, you guys are doing it, right? Collaborating with
Sure.
Brookfield, we're doing a program in East Roxbury and doing more sort of connections with other groups. Are there any other things on the horizon?
I thought there was more. There was something else we had tagged as board work, the kind of board responsibility that made sense, but maybe I'm not.
You might have, and I spaced
What?
it.
Because there was an outreach kind of engagement focus with the plan's goals.
Exit. I know policy review. We talked about an MOU and decided to hold off on that.
Right. That wasn't necessarily the strategic plan.
Right. And I think my strategic plan notebook is at home on his desk. It's the
cool in here.
I turned the heat on this morning. It did feel a little bit, I'd say, uncomfortable, but yeah.
Yeah, it's about 50 outside with me.
Yeah, I'm also not remembering. So.
So the financial component is the one that's we kind of said it was like the board responsibility that they would spearhead. So that's okay. So in terms of updates going forward, like that'll be the one that we talk about as a financial one.
Yeah, I mean, I think one question that came up last time was whether or not there was an opportunity for another CD for the money to be put into a 6-month CD or something, that was something the town typically looks for, right? For collection funds. And in terms of like just sort of general thinking about ways of getting more engagement here in the library, I know that there's lots of meetings, but someone did mention to me the other day it would be great to bring back story hour here. I don't know if that's something that could be parent-led. If I don't really know who has young kids in town
So
personally.
we just need bodies is what we have,
Right.
which is a very small human bodies
Right, small human
now.
bodies. But like, trying to find out a little bit more. And in terms of collaboration, like I don't know if that's something Roxbury Rising has connections to, or if they're primarily school age kids, like finding, is that program that they would be interested in running here at the library or something?
No, I do know that I spoke with somebody when we were doing outreach for the principal meet and greet, because I too kind of feel like I've lost a pulse on who would be toddler age children in town right now. And
Interesting.
it's kind of tricky because if there were to be the normal trend, there would be 6 3-year-olds, 6 4-year-olds, 6 5-year-olds kicking around somewhere in Roxbury.
That's about what it would be
About,
primarily, but you don't know that.
I definitely don't know
Oh.
6 3-year-olds or 6 5-year-olds or,
Right.
so where they, if they are there, where they are, I don't know.
And when you have library days, do they come in, pop in now and then?
We're not seeing families with young children.
Really?
We're pretty much only seeing, yeah, pretty much only school age children now.
Wow.
Like I said, maybe the trend has changed. Maybe we're not seeing, but anyway.
So I'm wondering, like, I wonder in the, do we get those new audiobook? What is it?
Placing the order in the next couple of weeks, the playaways.
Playaways. So I'm wondering if in the newsy we could highlight things for young kids that we have here, if that would.
Just a reminder.
Yeah, like, hey, just so you know. Yeah, young kid, when you can get to the library, then, or we could deliver and.
No, that's
No, I was
reasonable.
just thinking that the change in numbers might have to do with closing the school, that people are not moving into the town, or moving, people are moving out.
Well, we don't necessarily know if the numbers of young kids have changed,
Yeah.
but we do know the use of the library by young kids has changed. So.
Well, that's what I was just thinking, that that could be a cause of not having young kids visible.
Well, I'm curious too if Tammy has that. I know that they always put in the town report the
The birth
birth,
records.
the birth records, and like.
And new families that move in.
Right. But when we have the dinners on
Right.
the Friday nights, there are a lot
Yeah.
of little,
There are little ones, but
littler ones. They're
their
like 8 months.
preschool is not highly represented there. It's often like second or third graders that do most of the running around outside.
Right. So.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion. I'd love to know for Caitlin to chip in any ideas she had for the newsy theme this month. So
Yeah.
outside of some usual announcements, I didn't have a real solid theme for what to highlight. So
Wanted little people.
Well, I'm thinking too, if if there is space in the newsy, which there's always this like, is there space, is there not space? And it wouldn't be hard to make a all kind of bigger, advertisement is the right word, but a like a bigger image-based block that says like,
wanted.
yeah, like come in and we have lots of books for young folks and soon playaways or a school astronomy event in East Roxbury and I'm curious too when we go through the inventory of what's over at Community Hall, if we have an excess of kids' books, maybe we have a book giveaway
Are they in
come
the
in on
back?
Saturday for a free book or something.
Are they in the
Kids'
back
book.
of the hall or upstairs?
It's all upstairs.
All upstairs.
Okay. Well, again, just brainstorming ways of continuing to be relevant.
Maybe you could have something in the newsy from the book's point of view.
Sounds like a job for the roving reporter. This particular design layout person usually has her hands full arranging the puzzle pieces so they all fit. All right. Unless there's anything else, we can move on to new business. Policy review for non-scheduled policies. Ryan included a table of all of our policies here.
My valuable thing was.
What does internal mean?
And so, like those through library job director positions, personnel policies, like that stuff typically it doesn't show up like on a public facing website.
I see.
Like I said, we don't have anything that's necessarily There's nothing exciting or secretive about any of the policies, but typically you wouldn't see like the job descriptions, or you wouldn't see the personnel policies.
Right. I see what you're saying.
Yep.
Right. The trustees' calendar is not necessarily
Right.
needed to be advertised.
Do what needs to be addressed here is my question.
I think one easy one would be the school use policy. That was kind of a relic that the board has kind of kicked around, well, for 20 or 30 years.
What?
It's never really been updated since maybe the early 2000s, and it is 100% directed at connections to RBS. And that's, as we all know, not really relevant at this point in time. So it's not hurting sitting there, but at the same time, it is just kind of, yeah.
And
So
what
it's
is but
the school use policy?
okay. Sorry.
Is there, do we have
So
any?
does that stay as the policy or does
That's what
that
we're
have it?
thinking.
I'm curious. I'm
Well,
curious what it
that.
relates to, like relates to the school kids coming here during.
It's essentially, if you were to read the policy, it's the board making the statement that they want to make sure that there's collaboration between the school and the library. So making sure the teachers know they could come over, or they could arrange a visit, or they could request book collections. I mean, it was just kind of a promotional, we want to make sure that there's a relationship
Relationship.
between the school and the library. And plus there's some really out of date stuff about using cards and
Right. I
yeah.
remember them.
So that would be the theme, is it's just, it was an intentional effort to maintain a relationship between the school and the library. So in that respect, we wouldn't necessarily have to change it. We just have to change kind of the focus point. It's not so much RBS as it is the school district schools or whatever. But it, as it's currently written, it just doesn't make sense. So it would be something that would need to be addressed. And again, as it, should it just be revised to still carry that mission forward in a different set of details, or
But wouldn't that have to wait until the supervisory union debacle is all involved?
probably, I mean,
Or I'm
or how you
curious.
write it,
I mean, if the school doesn't exist anymore, and the goal of the policy was just to invite the students to come to the library, I'm wondering if all it really needs is a revision of,
The
bridges,
students are still
kids are
welcome
welcome
to
to come
come to
still,
the
the after
library.
school, any education-based program is welcome to come.
So that's right.
Okay, so that's really just like a kind of updating. Was there anything else?
Internet and computer use acceptability policy has been sitting around for a while, and it should have a rereading. It should be, off the top of my head, I don't remember some of the areas that are lacking or potential holes in terms of their contemporary place, but yeah, that one's been sitting around for a while, and I think we actually probably should have reviewed it again. Is that 2023? I think it was in 23 when there were questions about turning off the Wi-Fi. We actually probably should have reviewed it at the board at that point in time, but we didn't. So I would flag that one as being worthwhile getting some eyes on and discussing again.
And then, so collections and building use policy were the ones we just did this year. And trustees calendar, I know we looked at and didn't change anything. So I'm wondering if next time, should we just pull up these two that need maybe some updating and present next time some.
Would you say what the two are again?
The school use policy
Oh.
and the internet and computer
Right,
acceptable
okay.
usage, and maybe we just suggest some different language. for the next meeting, like already have that suggestion in place.
You could start this afternoon working on updates or suggestions or modifications yourselves
Right.
individually. Can't do any group work, but like I
Right.
said, you could all read and you could all edit and you could all do what you want before the next meeting and come to the meeting prepared with your
Okay.
suggestions.
Oh my.
I mean, that would be my vote. The internet and computer acceptable usage feels like I would have to look at that because I don't know, are there laws around accessibility? I guess I have to really look at it more carefully.
I don't remember if the Department of Libraries has a template for that now. I don't think they have a template, but that's definitely one of those policies that every library is encouraged to have.
Right. Okay.
So, I mean, there would be no lack of examples and no lack of alternatives to consider.
Okay. So I guess let's make that our homework, is to pull those up. And those are all, because they're internal, those are available through the RFL website.
I don't think the school use one is up there, but I can stick it up. I can send you all the document and
Okay.
but.
And is that different from the outreach program? What is that?
It
94.
is.
94.
Yep.
Maybe under understanding minor, this session is.
Yeah, the outreach policy is, again, that's one that's just been kind of kicked around forever. I think it's a paragraph. Let me read it here. Effective May 25th, 1994, it will be the policy of the Roxbury Free Library to provide a program through which community members confined to their homes will be able to borrow library books. A person who is unable physically to travel to the library may borrow books by calling the librarian to request a specific book. A volunteer will deliver the book,
Which is
essentially
the
all within
book
a 30.
delivery.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was just one I wasn't sure what that was. So,
I just thought about, how to connect kids who still are Roxbury students but not here. What if we were to advertise that we were looking for a book reporter, that they could pick a book from the library and they could write a book report about it and put it out there for everybody to read? What do you think about that idea?
You'll probably we might get a few takers.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that we get a couple who wrote very well.
Sure.
But at least one.
And aren't using ChatGPT.
Oh, yes. But, to highlight some books that you do have here that write. I don't know.
Yeah, since we've not had outside of kids' submissions, like we've not had in the newsie a regular youth contributor.
Yeah.
Not since Caleb would do his field naturalist corner. Or
I could do
by
his
his astronomy
geometry
celestial
column.
events list. Right.
Well, it just seemed like then you could, some kids would think it was really, really neat to be a reporter for the newsie.
Yeah, youth journalist.
Reach out. See.
Okay, I remember the flag policy. There was a question about it being relevant. Can't remember what it says.
Very grand. Another paragraph. It is a policy of the Roxbury Free Library to prominently display the flag of the United States in order to demonstrate its commitment to patriotism. The flag shall be displayed whenever the library is open to the public. Display of the flag also lends visibility to the library. Upon opening to the public, the librarian, paid staff, or volunteer shall hang the flag on its holder provided on the front side of the library building. That person will bring the flag back to the library at the end of the workday, replacing the flag in its designated location inside the building. The librarian, paid staff, and all volunteers must remember to ensure the flag not touch the ground or be hung at night without any
Open.
line shining on it. And now that I reread this, I realize that I'm failing at my job. We do not have a designated space.
Is there a flag that gets put out? It's funny, I didn't
And
particularly notice
I think
that.
we should edit that thing has to hum the Star Spangled Banner
In the hive.
as he or she raises and lowers the flag.
And everyone else goes out and salutes.
Besides this broken appropriation for the bugle. I'm
If we
pretty.
have a cannon.
Well,
In
but
the bush under a tree comes the evening gun.
since we're reading some of the policies, the gift policy.
Yep, so that one
This is
essentially it kind of outlines it gives the library kind of control in what it does or doesn't accept. So when you come in and say, oh, I have a whole truckload full of books, wouldn't you love to have all these books? We have something to fall back onto and say, eh,
No.
no thanks. And it
Only if they come with an addition and shelving.
sure. But it also I think some of the other details that are in there. Yeah, so like it requires staff, like whenever people do offer any donation, we give a gift receipt immediately of this dollar amount, or you gave us these things. It's up to you to monetize what the value is. We're not going to figure out
What it could be.
right when you deduct it from your taxes.
Oh, boy.
I'm just trying to think
I
of any other
can read through
details on
some
that,
of them.
but
Again.
no, it just kind of comes back to it gives the library, I don't know, say, I mean, it feels silly to say, but it's kind of some power. So, like, if you were to offer, oh, look, I have a first edition James Audubon bird book, his original paintings. Lucky you, we're going to give it to you. Actually, no, that would be a huge burden. It would cost us so much money
To
to cut.
protect it, right?
Exactly. Like that would, we appreciate the gesture, but
It's
like
interesting, hopefully, that would happen.
it would.
Discuss it or something like
Yes,
that.
I would remember that day.
Okay. So I remember looking at that last year and that not needing.
Not now. And I think, and I've realized I've done in the last half year to year, I've started doing a better job keeping track of when we've read a policy versus when we haven't. Because, like, when you look at some of these, my gosh, they haven't been looked at in a decade. It's like, well, that's not true. The board just didn't do
Didn't
anything.
revise them.
Right.
So I'm wondering if we get out of column.
That's what I have started doing is when the last reading was or how many times it's been read. And yeah.
Because I feel like the RFL technology policy is that that's the
Reserve fund.
reserve fund. That's what I thought. And we just did that last year. And the mission statement, don't we do that every year?
We do.
We didn't want to change anything. We do that in March, right after. That's what I thought. So service general operations, internal policy.
It's kind of clunky. It's been around for a long time as well. It might have been modified. It's I don't have the table in front of me right now. But
So,
it's a fairly prescriptive. Library staff will be polite. They'll try. It's kind of, yeah.
the personnel policy, didn't we just look at that? So that really just leaves those two, maybe the service in general, the two internet computer acceptable usage and school use policy that kind of needs some language change. The unattended minor. Does that need to change because the age of privacy has changed?
I don't think so because that's not necessarily. It's been a while since I've looked at it. I could reread it. I don't think S220 impacted that policy. But again, it's been a while since I've thought about those two things. I could go back and look at it again, but.
And then the bylaws.
That policy about an unattended minor, would that be? Like if a mother came and left her 3-year-old here for you to keep track of, that would be okay.
Correct.
Yep. Okay.
And actually, the bigger theme or piece with that policy is if that 3-year-old goes home and has a whole bunch of R-rated movies.
That they've checked out.
Right. That's not our responsibility to say what the child should or should not be looking at.
Okay.
No, we don't. We help people find information. So if a 5-year-old comes in and wants to find information about guns, it's technically, well, they shouldn't be here because they're 5 years old. That's a good policy.
Well, unattended.
Right.
Right.
Okay. And so it's that when a parent comes back in and says, oh my gosh, this kid just came home with a book about witchcraft. How dare you allow them access to it?
Well, like, you left them.
Exactly. So if you don't want your 12-year-old reading books about witchcraft, come to the library with them and help steer them to the materials that you think are appropriate for their age.
Guns.
So the bylaws, we did review those. The calendar, we did that.
Well, we did. I don't remember off the top of my head what the. If that one does come up on the calendar every, I think it does come up on the calendar every year.
We did it every year.
Personnel. Mission statement bylaws is in April.
Mm-hmm.
Was that? Yeah, I remember it wasn't too long ago. So that's happened this year. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that seems pretty straightforward to those two with the question about, maybe giving a glance to.
Yeah. So again, like today was just, let's just review again what we have on the books, we don't have in the books, and identify holes or plans or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Anything else? Plan celebration of support. Who's next?
I don't know. My calendar.
Weapons takes place in October.
That's the goal. I went back and looked. Over the last few years, we've been inviting somewhere between 30 and 40 people. We've been seeing a dozen to a dozen and a half or something. I don't feel like we've seen a huge turnout in the last couple of years, but that's what the invite list has been. It's been kind of 30 to 40 people.
The usual suspects.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I was surprised, I think.
Been sending out the invitation, I think, or addressing them, or how have we done it?
Well, the thing that I noticed when I was looking back to see what we did last year, we actually sent an kind of a pre-invite. Rather than us, I think we might have maybe had picked some dates that had worked for us and then sent it out to the folks as just kind of a placeholder. Like, which of these weekends will work better for you? Do you have a preference to kind of help boost attendance? But
was it done by email or did I written for sending out
postcards, probably
40 something?
Mm-hmm. Probably postcards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So will we do that again, a pre-invite, and then?
But I was just mentioning it because we did try it last year.
Mm-hmm. I think it's worth doing.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-invite,
and typically a Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Well, every Saturday. Except the 4th, and my October is open.
And how did you decide who to send invitations to?
So it's anybody who's volunteered to help with the library or anybody who's offered financial support for the library. And so, and then there are some people, I think like we invite Tammy every year. She's not. I guess she technically wouldn't fit either of those categories, but it's somebody who's kind of involved or around the library, so we always invite Tammy as well. So I think it had started off years and years ago as just the volunteers. And so the folks who helped around the library, helped at the desk. And then a while back, we kind of expanded it to those folks who financially support as well.
We used to have it in June, wasn't that the one we had? Times there were lavish donations of food back in the good old.
Dottie, when is the park? Is there's a park event happening in October, isn't there?
I'm not sure what there is.
I thought there was something happening.
You'll have to check on that. Because I think
Good to find out.
I mean there was
Talk of a.
well, there was an effort to pave the pathways, and
Yeah, no.
that would have been earlier in the fall. But I don't know what that's where that's going at this point, based on the select board's hesitancy to make that happen.
I saw in the notes that it was not going to happen.
Yeah.
So,
Oh,
but I
good.
had also thought that there was a plan to do
An
apple,
event.
yeah, cider pressing or
Oh,
some pumpkin
the pumpkin
carving.
carving.
When is that?
Well, I don't know.
I
We
just
should.
didn't want to overlap or maybe coordinate, right? Like go to the park in the morning, come to your,
Well, I
if
think
they're this
that
some
it
of the
was a
same people.
good last year we did the pumpkin carving. That brought a lot of people to it.
But you don't have a date for
I don't
this
have
year.
a date.
Okay. Well, then maybe if we're doing it in the afternoon, that doesn't matter to me.
So, do we decide today on the date?
I mean, this is the 11th, the 18th, or the 25th is what I could do.
Well, the
Two.
25th is the closest to
Halloween.
Halloween, so I'm having that should be one of those.
The 11th is a holiday weekend, which could be good
Right.
or bad. I don't think it makes probably too much of a difference, but I don't think I could make any of those happen. I think the 18th probably wouldn't be. It's fine.
So the 11th or the 25th were the two choices.
No.
No.
The 11th is a holiday weekend.
Okay.
That's, isn't that typically parents' weekend in Norwich too? I mean, again, not that these may or may not affect us, but and the 25th.
Maybe the 18th is a better
18th is it?
in between when we can go.
18th?
Yeah.
Celebration of support. And I don't know, would it be weird to do it in combination with something like a coffee hour? Or is this really about celebrating the people?
I think it's really about acknowledging and providing that gesture to those people. At the same time, I think people like the social and like just
Well,
visiting.
people will stay longer if you offer food.
And I'm also, but I am
Cooking or
curious if it
something.
is open and people come
Maybe.
and there is a celebration of those people with more public in attendance, would that
Or
like
maybe it could
kind of
be
highlight
called the
people?
celebration and coffee hour. During the coffee hour in October, into this also celebration.
I think it goes both ways. You could say the supporters might feel diminished because they're just blending things together. Now we're just like everybody else. I don't see them saying that. But at the same time, like you said, it could be the opposite where the supporters feel like they're on a pedestal because look, we have all these people and we're getting special treatment, which
We get a cookie, you only
well,
get coffee.
I'm also just thinking of like it's an opportunity for the public who uses the library to thank, but maybe they want to be more anonymous. I don't know.
Mean, there
Like,
aren't that many, though. I mean, it's not, I think we could just
I
combine
just
the
it's going to
two.
be kind of the same people.
That's fair. Last year, the people who came were mostly school age kids that were working on carving pumpkins. And there were some that were littler who needed adult help to kind of.
Well, but I'm not talking, we're not talking about the park event. We're talking about the library celebration and combining it with the coffee hour.
Oh, well, that makes a lot of sense.
It's usually 9:30.
9:30.
What time do you usually have the celebration?
In the afternoon, but well, it doesn't mean we couldn't.
We couldn't. We could hold both. One and then the other sort of separated.
But that wouldn't get everybody in the room at the same time.
I was just like,
or unless we do an afternoon.
Give them a choice. I mean,
That might be an idea for the pre-invite, is saying we're thinking the 18th, we could do a morning coffee hour celebration or an afternoon.
I like combining them. I really.
I mean, I think there are people who want to thank the volunteers in person. Like that actually, like you said, like, you know, kind of hold them up and say, look, these are the folks who really support the library. I don't know. It's an idea.
It's not uncommon. The businesses have like staff, I guess, supporters.
You know, kind of for the people that work in different places.
Yeah. I guess it's like a recognition day. Schools have teacher appreciation days. It's not crazy.
Oh, is this pro or con putting them together?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
I know.
How do people feel?
Well, I think if you're going to celebrate the library, you're going to celebrate the people that work there. I think you want to have it feel
like a party.
Like a party, but you want to start it probably with people getting some sort of recognition, you know, like a certificate or something like that, so that you're introducing those people to anyone who comes.
I agree that there had to be, we would have to make an intentional effort to make that recognition visible, to make it.
But I think that's a great idea because people in Roxbury don't get recognized very often for anything that they do. Or they get
publicly recognized.
What?
Or publicly recognized, I think.
Yeah. So I think that's a great idea to, you know, sort of make it more important to be kind of supporting the library.
And what if, I mean, this is like a little bit of a kind of cheesy idea, but I kind of think it's funny. Like, what if, you know, Tom, who's mowed the lawn, we give him like a little tiny lawnmower, you know, it's sort of
exactly. No, that's great.
Corny, that. But also like, you know, in recognition of your years of service to the library. Here's a dandelion tool and a John Deere lawnmower. I don't know. I mean, again,
no, I think that thinking that way is good because people will remember that.
So, James, you know who was a peg leg in Rock Ferry?
Peg what?
When Tom and I were talking, he had said the reason he had started was when he had first moved here, one of the library's trustees' husband, who had a peg leg, would bring his lawnmower in. He felt bad. I never heard the story.
I moved here in 1972.
The peg leg.
And that's Tom.
Me hearties.
So, kind of a funny...
get an extra peg leg.
I would be in favor of combining them because I think if again, there's a sort of public component to the recognition and a sense of humor is something this town often lacks.
Gravely needs.
Gravely needs, right? Perhaps more desperately than anything else. I think it would be really fun and
entice all the supporters that there will be gifts provided and recognition that they won't want to miss.
I think it would be fun to do it like that.
Yeah.
Right, but before we do offer gifts, somebody has to be willing to go out and seek them out.
Well, I could probably find us a little lawnmower model.
We're gonna give everybody a little lawnmower.
Get
Or
for the rest of you.
gift card or something, or
Right.
no,
Something appropriate.
yeah, something
For what they
appropriate
can.
or.
No, I'm for combining them, and also then if it's going to be a fairly largest celebration, maybe to have it on the 25th, which is the end of summer and fall, and summer into fall for good. You know, might be a celebratory 25th instead of the 18th.
That is 6 days before. I'm assuming you're gonna do trunk or treat.
Yes.
Does that feel too
Oh,
close?
and maybe it's too close.
I don't know. Different crowd.
You have 6 days to recover, I don't think.
Oh, I'm so exhausted
Well,
from
that's
the coffee hour. I don't know if I can go to trunk or treat. Yeah. Well, so 18th or 25th.
Let me just throw out one caveat. So the library would technically be open then, which should be fine.
Oh, right. That's right.
But that would be during normal hours.
Well, that's adding a third element to the event.
What I think is, I mean, most of the time we're not having people come and sit down and try to do work or sit down and read. It's usually just kind of the transaction, like come and get what I need and I leave. So even if there's people in the building for a program, that wouldn't prevent people from doing that. So
Is Catherine usually here in
on
the
Saturdays.
day?
Yep.
Whichever.
I guess I would defer to you, Ryan, on the date choice, or if we want to reach out and find out what day works better for most of those volunteers.
I don't think it matters too much to me. The astronomy program is on the 18th,
Oh,
which,
okay.
but it's not until the evening. It's not until the evening anyway.
We
So,
have two things the same.
but they would be along. Like I said, the astronomy program is in the evening. It's starting until 7. So, I mean,
Yeah, but people probably
they commit an entire day to the library.
day and night, right?
You're right. They can't.
I think in terms of conserving resources, does it make sense to have it all in one day and have it be a big day and then a break, or breaking it up a little bit? Resources meaning human resources.
I don't know. I mean, also we're talking a lot about the same people who would attend
Yes.
any of the programs, who give money, who volunteer.
Outreach, outreach.
Okay, so we're not any closer. Maybe we are. It does not matter to me. So again, I just feel like,
I say the 25th.
I mean, if there does end up being pumpkin carving in the park, I would imagine it would be in the afternoon, right? So,
Oh, right, I forgot Halloween.
to have a coffee hour here, get nice and
Yeah.
caffeinated,
Lot of the
then go
lighting
work with
thing.
knives and pumpkins in the afternoon. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I'm fine with the 25th,
that's
but Ryan, again, I feel
good.
like it's a library resource, human resources question.
Okay, so we're going to do like 25th combo.
Coffee
Coffee.
hour,
Yep.
pastries, prizes, volunteer celebration. Come thank the RFL volunteers.
Well, that could go in the newsy, couldn't it? Unless you want to ask people ahead of time, which would work for them, or just state it as the time and date.
Well, it sounds like if we are going to have it more broadly open, probably just state it.
Stated.
It will, well, it would be open, but you can still invite,
Right.
well,
You
absolutely,
would.
special people that
Yeah.
they are being honored.
Right. I think we
So
should send out the
this coffee hour will be in combination with our our yearly honoring of those who support the library.
I think that's a good idea. Plus, it's a little different from than what we've done.
Well, and I think it's invitational too. It's like it's not private.
Not exclusive.
Right. And I think that is a good thing.
And I'd be happy to send out 40 cards, invitation, if that's necessary or seen as good.
We'll get there.
Right. And while my hand's still working with someone.
I'm laughing because mine I'm
Okay,
having
so
trouble with
25th
mine.
coffee hour.
Let me confirm. There's a cross-country meet on the 26th. It feels strange that it's on a Sunday, so I'm wondering if I wrote it down incorrectly that it might actually be Saturday.
Okay.
But as my calendar is currently set up,
You mean a bike race? No,
no,
track.
our kids running race.
Oh, kids run.
So I guess it should be fine. So
Okay. We'll maybe get back to us if it has to be the 18th.
I made a mistake.
Okay. Anything else? Are people okay with that as as an option? Carl, you seem more hesitant. Okay.
No, just not caffeinated. So
Oh,
why I'm hesitant,
because
but
we didn't have a coffee hour this morning,
right.
so we need to do it.
I think any of the Saturdays in October are fine with me. So.
Okay. Okay.
So we're looking at the 25th.
Director evaluations is next on the agenda, where we would move into executive session. Do you have do you present your self-evaluation to us and then
Then
we
I can vacate.
okay.
Yep. It's the time. So it's 10:30 now. But I would say we make a motion to get into executive session and we'd probably turn Zoom off.
Yep.
And we
So
could
is
figure
the
out.
clock 10 minutes off?
That's saying 10:20. That's saying
Okay, you said
10:20.
10:30. I'm with my I'm we're good.
Yeah, I was just a ballpark.
Okay, this is. I think we did this separately before. With consider his self-evaluation first, and then later on, we evaluate him later.
Yeah, we do that. We discuss.
This is the one where we study
We
his
first go into
self-evaluation.
executive session.
Sure.
Okay, so someone like to make a motion to. We don't have anything written, do we? We're gonna hear,
I
and
can
then
hear.
we're gonna hear, and then you have something written to give to us, right? But we first move into executive session.
Okay, speak up, everybody. I've only got one ear.
Who would like to make a motion that we go into executive?
First, let me go into unless
Executive
somebody
session.
else
Carl moved.
or does somebody
Let
else
our
want to?
director's
He's raised his
evaluation.
hand.
I think we're supposed to.
Carl,
Why?
yes. Carl made a motion to move into executive session
Oh, good. Carl
to
did.
discuss personnel. Personnel. Period. Seconded?
Dottie.
Dottie seconds.
Oh.
I seconded that motion.
Okay, so let's turn off the recording and Zoom.
So I think,
You did that already.
so I didn't. So when we come back, there's not going to be any action taken. The meeting is just essentially going to be adjourned. So that would show up in the print minutes. So we could essentially say that for the recording, that we're not going to come back on. Like essentially the recording is done now.
Yes, although I could just say that we won't take any action other than typically the way that we do the evaluations is we discuss and then I incorporate the discussion into the trustees' evaluation report and those suggestions are made one-on-one with people. That's how we've done it. So there's no group work done. There's no action taken. Okay,
It
great.
seems like that's the easiest way to manage
Yeah,
the recording,
that
and
way
yeah,
you can go
it's
with
clear
the
that
minutes are open. I don't want any of this
essentially,
stuff.
yes.
Yep.
Yep. And here, where's Zoom at? There it is.